Welcome to 180view.net. Please spread the word and remember to check back regularly for new material. The question being addressed here is, should superficial factors, for example, sex, race, be taken into consideration when selecting individuals to join a team? I must say, this is one of two questions I use to determine if one should procreate. Meaning, if this question taxes one's synapses, do society a favor and sit this round out. Now, to state the obvious, most of you see DEI for what it is. What follows are a couple points you may use in public to call out those harboring a hidden agenda. Back to the question before us. I'll begin here by saying that those who frame the issue as, quote, there are many qualified people and therefore sex race can be considered, are either a bit late in the IQ department, or B, attempting to sell you bullshit. The premise that numerous people have equivalent game slash skill is pure BS. A 740 math SAT isn't an 800, and not all NFL quarterbacks are equal. Again, anyone saying otherwise is either lacking in the IQ department or has a hidden agenda they're attempting to sell. To drive my point home, I pose the following scenario. We're going to build two bridges spanning a canyon. The distance to the rocket fork below is 2,000 feet. Now, one bridge will be designed by individuals hired solely on their math and engineering acumen. The second bridge will be designed by a group who mirror society. For example, 50% male, 50% female, 20% or so dark skin, and maybe one or two trans people. Now, after the bridges are built, you, along with every member of your family, will be the first to traverse one of the two bridges in a bus. Which bridge are you taking? As I said earlier, spare us the lame ass sales pitch. Another illustration to call out the hypocrites. You win a $500 million lottery. You didn't buy a sports franchise. Afterwards, you need to hire, athletes for your team. Are you going to screen potential hires based on skin color, sexual preference, religious affiliation? Hell no. Again, spare us a lame-ass sales pitch. Now, obviously, if a position demands little more than robotic behavior from a person, yes, multiple people could be hired for the job with no downside. These situations, however, are not the ones those who promote, quote, diversity are referring to. In the 90s, the masses became exposed to tech bros, and many thought said individuals had a smug attitude. So why the perception? Well, it's simple. Whereas most members of the public accept mediocrity, the smug tech bros don't. Lastly, I need to address one point that the pro-DEI crowd will raise, so therefore here is the ammo to shut them down in the event you need it sometime in the future. Some will attempt to sell you with, quote, diversity of opinions or diversity of backgrounds. Meaning the person in charge of hiring wants to avoid groupthink. Well, there's a flaw with their approach to gathering differing opinions around the table. One, not all females have identical life experiences. And two, not all black people have identical life experiences. You're saying duh. Now, some will think they have you with the next line, quote, you are correct that sex or skin color by itself is irrelevant, but we are going deeper by filtering out only those who blah, blah, blah. The flaw with their thinking is that even in those extremely rare cases where diversity of backgrounds is relevant, unless one has, say, 100 or more individuals from a given group all providing input on one particular topic, the group size is too small to say that said group's view truly represents that of the group they supposedly represent. In closing, I question all those who have a financial stake in some company which practices DEI need to ask themselves, quote, why is my company valuing image over excellence? Thank you for visiting 180view.net. Spread the word, and remember to check back regularly for new material.